St. Mark's Coptic Cathedral in Azbakiya is the centre of Cairo's Christian community. Some argue that it is increasingly becoming a centre of politics. Father Paul Halim is a spokesman for the Coptic Orthodox Church. He argues that the church is just focused on spiritual matters.
Our church don't care about the election, about the political...
But Father Halim also says that the church has publicly backed former defence minister, now president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi.
The church supports Sisi. The church supports the public Egyptian. All of people in our country support Sisi. And the church supports the people who support Sisi.
In what many see as an unprecedented move, the Coptic Pope Tawdros II has openly aligned himself with Sisi. He has labelled him a hero and the saviour of Egypt's Christian community following a year of rule by the Muslim Brotherhood. But as the country looks toward parliamentary elections, not everyone in the community welcomes this public support for the government. Shahir George is a member of the Egypt Freedom Party and a Coptic Christian. He says he is opposed to the church playing such a heavy political role.
My decision from day one is I represent myself to the public, not through the church, and not being a Christian, but being an Egyptian. And whatever position the church wants to take, that should be a representative of the church, and its leaders should not be representative of the Christian community in Egypt at large.
Timothy Caldas is a political analyst and a professor of politics at Cairo University.
Christians are split in much the same way as many other groups would be split. You have old leftist families, you have young leftist youth, you have entrepreneurs and business people who have more capitalist and free market leanings. You're going to have general social conservatism, much like the rest of the population. So, I mean, not a lot of people prone to support radical social change of any description.
Caldas explains that the church has become a kind of political lobbyist on behalf of Christians in Egypt. He argues that its new pro-government position could be a move to protect its members.
If the Coptic Church didn't express its loyalty to Sisi or didn't express its loyalty to the post-coup government, there is probably a fear within the church that that could result in more hardship for Christians in Egypt.
Even with all the delays, there are fears that Egypt's next parliament, whenever it finally arrives, will simply be a rubber stamp to President Sisi's decrees. With the Christian community still concerned about their safety, their support for Sisi is likely to stay the course. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.